Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest is the coach of one of the top teams in the entire country. Join us now as the head coach of the Alberta Junior Hockey League's Sherwood Park Crusaders, Adam Manna. Adam, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Gino. Appreciate it.
Just to give our national audience a little perspective, so Sherwood Park was ranked as the third best team in the entire country on the most recent CJHL Top 20 rankings. And your rival, the Brooks Bandits, once again, the top team in the entire country. Is that a good or a bad thing that you're nationally ranked, and yet the team that's also nationally ranked is a team that you've got to face this often that's so close to you guys?
Well, I think it's a really good thing, to be honest with you, because that just kind of shows everybody how strong our league is and where the two best teams are coming from in the Alberta Junior Hockey League, let alone all of Canada. So for us, I mean, we just played Brooks on the weekend, and it was a great matchup and really tight. And we're hoping, obviously, to make some noise in the playoffs and potentially get back to either playing them or Okotoks. And it's just really good for the league and really good for the exposure that these guys get from our league, whether it's the NHL draft or colleges that look at both of our teams and want to scout the best players.
And speaking of the best players, you coached two of the highest rated CJHL prospects for the latest NHL Central Scouting midterm rankings ahead of the 2020 NHL draft in Montreal. Left winger Carty Savoy and defenseman Michael Benning. Tell me about Carter and Michael and the kind of talent these guys have.
Well, we're obviously pretty lucky to have both guys in our lineup. We were extremely happy to recruit them before last season in the summer there, and they both made the decision to come play for Sherwood Park. And for Carter, I mean, he's got 44 goals this year. He should be a 50 goal guy. He's already surpassed his point total from last season. Carter's just so smart in all three zones, all over the ice. I mean, he's got explosive speed. His puck protection skills are paramount. He shoots rockets. He sees the ice well. He's fearless when the puck drops. I mean, that's probably what makes him as dangerous as he is that he plays hard, shift to shift. He plays physical. And with that high-end skill and hockey IQ, that's kind of what makes him, an even dangerous player, even more of a dangerous player. Because guys think he's maybe just this high-end skill guy, but he kind of shows that he can do it all, and that he plays at both ends of the ice, and he's a 200-foot guy. So, Carter's going to be a goal scorer moving up. It's kind of funny because his dad always kind of joked with me saying he's always been a playmaker. But now he's got 44 goals. He had 31 last year, and he can do it all. So it's pretty impressive to see how his confidence has allowed him to be as good as he has been. And then on the flip side there with his buddy Mike, I mean, Mike's kind of in the same boat. I mean, he's at 60 points this year. He finished with 61 last year. He's going to surpass his point total. And, Mike possesses that same high-end skill and hockey IQ on the back end. Very deceptive on the blue line in the offensive zone. He's got similar traits to Kale McCarr, who's playing in Colorado, just Wow. Maybe not as big. But skates, skates well, is sees the ice very well. He's a puck mover. Very, very dangerous on the power play. He plays in the same spot as McCarr. He plays at the top on the umbrella, or the 1-3-1. And again, Mike is a guy that just can get himself out of any dangerous areas on the ice just by escaping pressure or just being, deceptive like that. So, I mean, for both those guys, they've been playing together since they were little kids, and they've continued that all the way up, and they're going to continue that going to the University of Denver as their next step.
Speaking of commitments taking their next steps, the Alberta Junior Hockey League as a league, not just your two kids, there's 100 players already committed from the AJHL to NCAA programs over the past two seasons. It's amazing. You're a former player. You played five seasons in the AJHL with the Oil Barons, winning the championship team back in 2005-06. Did you ever think you would see this kind of international attention coming out of this league?
It's funny that you asked that, because we were just talking about that in the coach's room the other day about how much of a step our league has taken, in the last, 5-10 years maybe, since I finished playing in 2008-09 there. And the recruitment of players that we've been able to get into the league has been incredible. And I think that's that speaks volumes to the league and how guys are wanting to go the NCAA route, maybe as opposed to the Western Hockey League route. Not that there's a better path. It's just what kind of fits the player's needs. So, and going the NCAA route allows players to maybe develop a little bit longer and just give them that extra time they might need to, you know, to grow and mature as players. So, you know, in terms of our league, it's fantastic, and that's why a lot of guys want to come and play in the Alberta Junior Hockey League now.
And Adam, you won't say this, so I will. It also has a lot to do with coaching. When you've got great, talented guys behind the bench that the kids trust, they want to come to the league because then they trust you. And you're just 33 years old. You're developing as a coach in this league as well. Congratulations on all you've accomplished. We appreciate you taking the time to join us, and good luck down the road.
Really appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Gino.
That was Sherwood Park Crusaders head coach Adam Manna. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.